Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Tamid, Perek Beis, Mishnah Alpha, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah we're learning Maseches Asabas Rachol, Shishi B'Zecher Fein Rezivik Hagon, Bikarav Mamesh. So we just described how the Kayin to do the first Avad of the day, the Trumas Hadashen, just finished doing that, and then we continue. Re'u Echav Sheyarad, his brothers Kayhanim were waiting around. They saw that he came down from the Zbeach, Vahim Ratzubo, so they ran and came. Mi'aru, they hurried, Vikitri Deim Raglim and Akiyar. They also washed their hands and feet, sanctifying them from the Kiyar. Natal Samagrefas has Satsinairais. Then they took shovels and forks. Then they went to the top of the Mizbeach. What was done with these? All the limbs and the fats of carbonos from the previous day that were not consumed overnight and they're still not burned. So they're shifted to the side of the Mizbeach, and that's what the forks were used for. And if the sides didn't have enough room because there were so many carbonos, they would arrange all these things by the soiviv, by the ramp, which is basically right where the ramp meets up with the top of the Mizbeach. They would put them over there. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, what would they do with the shovels? They would start taking ashes and putting them on the tapuach. What was the tapuach? The tapuach This tapuach was in the middle of Mizbeach. It was a pile of ashes, and the reason why it's called tapuach is because it looked like a tapuach, which is an apple. So they took ashes from the fire that was burning overnight and were heaping them onto the tapuach. And pa'amim, sometimes all of Kishloishmeh's kar, there was about 300 kar of ashes, which in nowadays measurements, that's about 20,000 gallons or more than 70 cubic meters, which is an absolutely astounding amount of ashes. And the Gemara says it's really just an exaggeration because it really never got that big. It's just trying to say that sometimes there was a lot of ashes on the tapuach. And over regalim, loyhoi midashin oisai, on yomim toivim, they would not clear away the tapuach. Why? Because that's beauty for the mizbeach. Meaning in the mizbeach's days, the Kohanim were never lazy to take out the deshen. And the reason why there was such a pile of ashes during yomtif is because it's a real beauty to show how Yidden love bringing carbonos, and that's why there were so many ashes. We're starting for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Daled. Continue to discuss how they prepared the Mizbeach for the daily Avodah. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.